Keeping your nose peeled for the new invasive stink bug. We're visiting today with P.J. Leash, Insect Diagnostic Lab, Department of Entomology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. P.J., introduce us to the stink bug.
There's a relatively new invasive species of stink bug that first showed up in the state in 2010. In the last few years, it had been fairly quiet. We would maybe get 3, 4, 5 reports each year. In 2015 and 2016, though, we started getting a lot of reports and sightings in a few spots in the state. Madison area, Waukesha and Milwaukee area, and then the Fox River Valley, Oshkosh up towards Green Bay.
PJ, what does the stink bug look like and what does it do?
So the stink bug is about 1/2 inch long, and it's noticeably larger than many of our native stink bugs. It's also got 2 pale bands on the antennae, which help for identification, and along the back end of the insect, along the edge of the abdomen, it's got a checkerboard-like pattern, which can help with the identification as well. And stink bugs in general are plant feeders. And so this particular species, the brown marmorated stink bug, can feed on hundreds of different types of plants. It also likes to sneak into homes late in the season, just like the box elder bug or Asian lady beetle.
You mentioned earlier stink bugs getting into the house. How common is that?
In the last year or so, we've probably had getting close to about 100 reports in the state, mostly in the Dane County area, but a few of the other areas I mentioned earlier. Unfortunately, with what we're seeing with these insects, it's probably only going to become more common over time.
PJ, what do people do about the stink bug?
Now, the ultimate solution would be if you look at your home and find all the nooks and crannies where it sneaks in, if you can do your best to seal those up with caulk or expanding insulation foam and physically seal things up, then the insect can't get in. Once they have snuck into a home, we've lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war. It's not worth spraying an insecticide inside your home for these, so it's best just to either sweep them up, catch them in a container and discard them, or take the hose attachment on your vacuum cleaner and suck them up.
Is there some place people can go for more information?
Yeah, probably one of the best things at this point would just be to log on to your search engine and search for brown marmorated stink bug. UW Extension has a fact sheet out there with additional information, and there's a number of regional and state websites out there describing more of this insect's biology and implications.
We've been visiting with P.J. Leash, Department of Entomology, Insect Diagnostic Lab, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I am C.V. Kenyon.